The Bethel, Vermont Conference. The next conference was held at the home of Washington Morse, at Bethel, Vermont. "We anticipated many trials at this meeting," wrote James White, "but were happily disappointed." He explained, "The Lord worked gloriously for His people. Brethren Holt and Wheeler were present. Here also the importance of union was dwelt upon, and the Holy Spirit seemed to break down all opposing influences, and the honest children of God were made one." The Review and Herald, November 25, 1880. In her report to the Hastings, Ellen White went into more detail, painting a vivid picture of what took place at these meetings with the companies of believers. Of the Bethel meeting she noted, "Brother Butler was at that meeting, also Brother Josiah Hart, who was so strong on the time, and after it passed by, got a substitute, the age to come, and was carrying that about, and such confusion and distraction has followed the time in fighting against the visions. They had also lost the power of the third angel's message, and some of them were in complete darkness. Brother Hart was stiff and unyielding enough. I got up and told him what God has shown me concerning him. Brother Butler began to break away and come into the clear light. In the morn, Thursday, we all seemed to have an agonizing cry for God to work like Himself, a wonder-working God. Our prayers were answered, the power of God came down, it was a good season, angels were hovering over us. I was taken off in vision and saw just the state of things there, and just the state that Brother Baker was in, and Brother Hart and Butler. I got up and told the vision. It had quite a powerful effect. Brother Hart began to give way a little and break down, but still he did not confess much. Brother Butler came almost out there at Bethel. I had some straight messages to bear to different individuals which had their effect. When we parted in love, and union prevailed among nearly all.